free. Are bets in the game?
Yes. Hello.
No. Not Jinx. This is Kim.
And this is Michaela.
And welcome to the Kimmick Podcast.
Boy, it seemed like forever to get this one out. I don't know where time is going, but it's really going fast.
Life has been weird lately.
It's just been strange. Time is feels strange because it just seems like we just got done with Christmas. And here it is, March already. How can that be? Mm. And it's so weird because we got St. Patrick's Day and Easter all in the same month. They're like 2 weeks apart, which is so weird.
It's very stressful.
No, it's just I don't like my holidays crammed in 1 month. I like them spread out because I enjoy decorating and I enjoy them separately. So when it's all in one, it's just like confusing. Like I decorate my fridge, but it's St. Patrick's Day Easter. It's just kind of weird.
Yeah.
So
green Easter eggs.
Green Easter eggs. Yeah.
It's like that Easter Bunny special just with like, Iron Tail when he decorates the eggs for all the different holidays. That's what it feels like.
Yeah, exactly. There might be a shamrock egg in that Easter basket.
Most likely.
Why not?
Why not? It's true. But today we are talking about bats and spelunking.
Yes, spelunking.
How do you even spell that?
S-P-E-L-U-N-K-I-N-G. Spelunking.
I always forget the E. Spelunking.
Splunk.
Splunking.
Like splash. Splish, splash. Splunk. It kind of goes. It kind of seems like, I just thought, I haven't done any cave exploring for quite a while. You kind of have to be a little bit in shape.
Don't really like it. I'll go on a cave tour that's guided.
I think that's always safer, in my opinion, unless you're an experienced caver.
Yeah.
I suggest going on the tours, and it's more fascinating, and you see a lot of really cool stuff, and then they can tell you a lot about it. Dimensions and critters and all kinds of stuff that live there, which I find more fascinating than just walking around kind of in the half dark.
Crawling around in the dark.
And I tell you, it's so crazy how you can lose your sense of direction in the dark.
Oh, super disorienting.
So disorienting. Unless you're a bat. But we're not that. We're mammals, but we're not bats.
We're humans.
Yes. Well, I picked a word.
Okay.
I kind of went back and forth with words, but I ended up with this one. It's eudaimonia. Eudaimonia. Spelled E-U-D-A-I-M-O-N-I-A. Eudaimonia. Eudaimonia.
And what does that mean?
It's the doing good aspect of happiness. Living life that's aligned with virtue.
Okay.
So it's a happiness that comes from the pursuit of authenticity, meaning, virtue, and growth. And it comes from what doing what feels right. It's like I'm missing a word in there. Why isn't it not going? It comes from doing what feels right. I used it in a sentence. Sally's success in her career and her relationship left her feeling a sense of eudaimonia.
Mm.
There you go. Eudaimonia.
That's fancy.
Mm-hmm. It sounds pretty.
Mm-hmm. It is very pretty.
So, spelunking.
Spelunking.
We can talk a little bit about that.
Have you ever been spelunking?
I have.
Okay. I've never been. I've only been on guided cave tours, but I also have no desire, really, to go spelunking.
I actually have done both. I have gone on tours. I've been to the Cave of the Winds, and I'll talk a little bit about that. But I also have gone in a cave that wasn't a tour one with not the best flashlights and had the light go out and actually smacked my head really hard because I just totally just lost what direction I was going and ran right into the wall with my head.
Nice.
And no, I did not have a hard hat on.
Nice.
I had a baseball cap on, but that doesn't stop rock like a hard hat would.
Rock definitely beats baseball cap.
Yes. It's rock, paper, scissors.
Baseball cap.
The baseball cap would lose to the rock. So, yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And that was the last only time that I ever did that. Mm. And I decided if I was ever going to go back in a cave, definitely I would go on a tour that is roped off and safe.
Yes.
And you do need good shoes and
it's slippery. Things.
Wear, you know, good hiking boots with some good traction because mm-hmm. they get wet. Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah. Spelunking.
So it's the exploration of caves, especially as a hobby. From the Latin word spelunca, which means cave. It's called spelunking when the exploration of caves is just a hobby. But it is called caving if you're an experienced cave explorer. Spelunking is exploring caves just to see and enjoy. And you just need normal caving skills and little or no preparation. But bring a flashlight, like I said, good boots. Bring a jacket, something that's kind of waterproof if you can, because you will go through drips. Mm-hmm. It says little or without, with or without experience. So spelunking is just the fun hobby way of going into caves. So that's really why I picked that word. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, caving is exploring a cave in order to do research and to study and investigate. And they're highly skilled, well-prepared and planned, and usually highly experienced explorers or cavers. And then it's called speleology, is the scientific discipline that is concerned with all aspects of caves and cave systems.
Speleology?
Speleology.
Oh, never knew that word.
Yeah. Interesting, huh?
It's pretty cool.
And then the San Don is considered to be the largest cave in the world based on volume and is also the biggest natural cave in Vietnam and discovered in 1990.
Wow, that was not that long ago.
Not really.
Wow. Yeah.
And a small cave is called a grotto. I did not know that either.
The
only thing I can think of is Fatima. I'm just trying to think of grottos, like natural grottos. I mean, people make artificial ones. But anyway, so a grotto is a naturally occurring grotto or often small caves near water that is usually flooded or often flooded at high tide. But like I said, people make artificial ones for garden features and stuff. So we do like our caves. We are cave people. We come from caves, I guess. But we do. We have our man caves and our girl caves. And we have our home is kind of caves. We have usually basements. Sometimes you make it like a fun pool room or whatever. And like I said, if you don't have a natural grotto, people will make them. They look really cool in a garden.
They do.
So, yeah. Grotto.
Grotto.
Well, you should pick your first song.
First word.
Don't mind me. My brain is everywhere.
It's been a day.
It has been.
It has been a day.
I've been off on the week, so I don't even know what day it is, to tell you the truth.
Oh, you don't have to tell me anything. All week I've been like, what day is it? Mm. Who am I? Where am I? What's going on?
Yeah.
So it's been a week. So my first song is actually a brand new single that was just released a couple days ago. And the song is titled Wild by a group called Pizza Zip, whom I've never heard of. I can't find any information about them, so they must be new. But it features Cheeto.
Oh.
So Cheeto posted about this song. That's how I found out about it. And he composed it and is the lyricist.
Ooh.
That's really, really good.
I'm always wondering what he's up to.
So that's what he's up to. Musicin'.
Now we know.
Yeah. So this is Wild by Pizza Zip and Cheeto. Cool. Isle by Pizza Zip and Cheeto.
That was really good.
That was really, really, really good.
Nice. And I hear that Vix has got, they ended their contract.
Leo and Ken from Vix ended their contract with Jellyfish.
Nice. Yes. So, congratulations. So
they're on to bigger and better things.
I'm ready for our parallel universe where they're all together again.
Me too.
Yay. Oh, I'll pick my song.
Yes, it is your song.
I picked Caveman Jams by Project 86, which I thought we picked a Project 86 song, but we never have. And that's one band I absolutely love.
Oh, me too.
They are so much fun. And Andrew Schwab is just the sweetest human ever. He's one of those musicians that when anybody comes up to him, he gives his full attention to everybody that talks to him. I've never really seen any person that is so in tune to each and every one of his fans like he is. He'll just like zone everybody out and listen and just focus on that one person. And then when they're done, then he'll move on to the next. And
yeah,
it's really impressive.
He's very nice.
He loves his fans so much. He cares deeply about them. And he wouldn't seem like he would be, I guess, because, you know, he's sort of gruff and his music is rough. And, yeah, but he is just genuinely a beautiful soul. So, yay. And I love this song so much.
One of my favorite Project 86 songs back in the day. It's still one of my favorites. And this album is one of my favorites. Good. Rival Factions.
Rival Factions is just a masterpiece.
So good.
And his lyrics. He is such a good lyricist, too.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
His books are really funny, too.
Oh, his books are hilariously funny. Yeah.
He has a podcast, too. I can't remember what it is off the top of my head, but his podcast is fantastic, too.
Yeah.
So.
Andrew Schwab.
Andrew Schwab.
Project 86. Caveman Jams. Came out in 2007.
Oh.
Talk about delving into some down deep in the our caves of my past.
This song is almost 20 years old.
Yes.
Oh,
now you feel old.
Yep.
Yep. You can only imagine how I feel.
I feel real old right now. Okay, let's play the song.
Okay. Caveman Jams by Project 86.
So good. Oh,
they're such good musicians.
So good.
His shows are so much fun. Just go to one if you ever get a chance. I don't know if he's doing any right now. Yeah, he's family man now.
How many times? I think we saw him.
We saw him several times.
Three or four times.
Yeah.
It's so good.
And hanging out with him was the funnest. He's just
the most wonderful human.
He's so fabulous. They're all wonderful. The whole band is fabulous.
And his podcast is called The Pioneers Podcast. It looks like he hasn't posted any new episodes, at least to Spotify,
yeah,
since like 2021. But I listened to it a ton in 2020. Mm-hmm. It was kind of like my comfort podcast that I was listening to. It was sort of when I started getting into podcasts. Mm-hmm. Was around 2020 while I was working. And I loved his podcast. It's just really inspirational and talking to all different creative people and sharing knowledge about DIY stuff, being a creative. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, he's a funny man, too.
Oh, he's hilarious.
Do you remember when Jenny and you and I got to talk to him on the phone?
We won
a fan call to Andrew Schwab.
I'm trying to remember how. I don't remember how it all worked out because it was such a long time ago.
He was wonderful, too,
but
we talked to him.
We won a fan call with Project 86,
yeah,
and it was the most exciting thing that had ever happened to us.
I had a huge scream at that. It wasn't.
Oh, there was lots of screaming. So, I was very excited.
I was so excited.
It's funny that you picked a Project 86 song because I listened to Project 86 today and I hadn't listened to them in a really long time, but I was in a mood. So I needed an angry playlist and I have some Project 86 songs on my angry playlist because it's just got the vibe. Sometimes you need the vibe.
He can belt it out.
And he's got such a powerful voice. Yeah. So
the energy in his music is intense.
It's just, I hadn't listened to them in a while, but it hit the spot today. Mm-hmm. And then you pick a Project 86 song. So I was like, oh.
It was meant to be.
I wonder how Andrew's doing.
Me too. We love you, Andrew. We love you, Project 86. Mm-hmm. Such a great band. Yay, yay, yay. So, back to caves.
Caves.
Humans have used caves throughout history for burial grounds, mm-hmm. shelter, and religious sites. Ancient treasure and artifacts have been found in caves all over the world. And the maximum depth of a cave can reach underground is about 9,800 feet. That's pretty deep.
Hmm.
Yeah. The types of rocks that are commonly found in the formation of caves are limestone and dolomite. And they are the most common mineral formed in carbonate caves. Hmm. Ho, ho, ho. And the icicle-shaped formations are called stalactites,
mm-hmm.
or I've heard people call them stalactites. Stalactite. I don't know. All I know for here is stalactites.
Seems that's how I always pronounced it.
But I'm sure that some people accentuate it differently.
Most likely.
And they form from water dripping from the cave roof. So I always remember them as they hold on tight. So stalactites hang down. Stalagmites grow up from the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And they're usually formed from the water that drips off of the end of the stalactites. And then columns form where the stalactites and the stalagmites join.
Mm-hmm.
And then sheets of calcite growths are on the cave walls and the floor. And that those are called flow stones.
They're really pretty.
It's beautiful.
Really, really pretty.
Yeah. It's cool.
Cool. Yes. Underground.
So, yeah. I have been to the Cave of the Winds Mountain Park, and it's in Manitou Springs, and it's a historic natural landmark filled with amazing formations. And it is available to explore all year round.
Oh, that's
which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And there's the Glenwood Cavern Adventure Park in Glenwood Springs, too. We actually have quite a few mm-hmm. Caves to explore just here in Colorado. And they're all over the world, and I'm sure you can find them anywhere. Mm-hmm. So
the only caves I've ever really been to have been in South Dakota.
Yeah.
So and I think it was like the Jewel Cave. That was really cool.
Mm-hmm. I did go down to Mesa Verde. Mm-hmm. That was cool, too. So, yeah.
Anyway... I
have a few jokes. You want to do a joke?
Let's do a joke.
Let's go. Mm-hmm. Try not to kinkle paper, but paper is just the kinkliest.
Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
What does it take to work for the railroad?
What?
Lots of training.
Accurate.
When is it hard to tell the truth?
When?
In February.
February. It's a good thing it's not February no more.
Exactly. You'd be lying to me. No.
What about July?
July.
Yeah. You mean?
Mm. Only in February.
Only in February.
Yes. We'll do one more.
Okay.
Why did the chicken marry a caterpillar?
Why?
Because chicks dig worms.
Okay, sure.
Whatever you say.
All right.
Oh, bats.
Bats.
Let's talk about some bats.
All right.
Bats are flying mammals of the order Chiroptera. Boy, there's a word for you. With their forelimbs adopted as wings. They are the only mammals capable of true and sustained flight. Bats are more agile in flight than most birds.
Really?
Yeah. Flying with their very long spread out digits covered with a thin membrane. So, yeah, I always thought they would be clumsy and stuff, but they're not. And there are over 1,400 species of bats worldwide. Bats can be found on nearly every part of the planet except in extreme deserts or polar regions. They get cold easily. They don't want to be too hot. Not all bats hibernate. Even though bears and bats are the two most well-known hibernators, not all bats spend their winters in caves. Some bat species, like the spotted bat, survive by migrating in search of food and to warmer areas when it gets chilly.
I love bats.
They're so cute.
I love bats.
They're so cute.
So much.
And bats have very few natural predators. Disease is the one thing that is their biggest threat. Mm-hmm. They can get like this, like, it's like a fungus or something on their nose. It's,
yeah. I'm sure humans aren't the friendliest towards bats.
No, not really.
Yeah.
But without bats, we wouldn't have bananas, avocados, and mangoes. Over 300 species of fruit depend on bats for pollinization.
Which is so wild to me. For
pollination.
Because I had no idea that bats
pollinated.
I had no idea.
Yeah. But they do.
And yeah. My kiddo came up to me and was like, hey, you know, bats pollinate. And I was like, yeah, that's not true. I don't believe it. And then I found out and I was like, oh my gosh.
They do.
I was like, you're meaning bees. You don't mean bats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bees. Yeah. You got the wrong bee word.
No, she was 100% spot on. And then I apologized because I was like, I just didn't know that.
Most people don't know anything really about bats. They're just afraid of them and they think they're creepy and they think they're going to suck their blood. And, you know.
Yeah. They're really cute.
But bats help spread seeds for nuts, figs, and cocoa. And night insects have the most fear from bats. Bats can eat their body weight in insects. Yeah. Numbering in the thousands. So this helps farmers and foresters protect their crops from pests. Mm-hmm. So they're very, very handy.
They also keep down the mosquito population, which I find very handy.
Please, because nobody likes them.
I'll take bats over bugs any day of the week.
Why don't you pick another song?
So
let's do song number two.
Of course, speaking of bats, I had to pick a song of some of my favorite bats.
Yes.
The Aquabats.
Ooh-wee.
And I picked them. The song Look at Me, I'm a Winner. It's one of my favorite songs. It's just, you know, sometimes life gets you down, but you got to think positively, and that helps a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Things will always get better, no matter how dark they get. Things will always... You never know what tomorrow's going to be.
That's true.
Today could be your worst day, but tomorrow could be your best day. So,
trying to keep a positive outlook, regardless of the situation, can help tremendously.
It really can. You attract what you are, so if you are super negative... Bad things are going to happen. If you think things will never, ever work out, they never, ever will work out. You will see to it that it doesn't with that mindset. Mm-hmm. So.
And in other news, the Aquabats announced that they are releasing a new album called Finally.
Ooh.
And I believe it's going to come out in June.
Oh, how exciting.
But they did announce it. So they have pre-orders going on right now for their new album.
They're so clever. I love them guys.
So this is Look at Me, I'm a Winner by the Aquabats. Look at me, I'm a winner by the Aquabats.
You're a winner.
That's
my favorite
them so much. They just make me so happy.
They're so much fun.
They are.
I love it because not too many bands ever include kids.
Mm-hmm.
Do they?
Not really.
I'm trying to think of any.
Like serious bands? Real bands? Not really.
Like rockin' great music bands.
Not really.
Not really. I think there should be more kid-friendly bands. There really isn't.
Not really.
That's sad.
Yeah.
Kids love to rock out, too.
But the Aquabats are the best.
They are the best. They got a great show. Their show is entertaining for kids and for adults.
The Aquabat Super Show is fantastic.
Aquabat Super Show. You can pull it up on your phone, can't
you? It's all on YouTube. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Aquabats on YouTube and every episode is on there.
Didn't you, there was some parent that, wasn't it, that did not know about the Aquabat Super Show?
Yeah, they didn't know.
They knew about the Aquabats, but they didn't know about their show, wasn't it? And then he was just like, I'm going to go home and watch this with my kids.
As you should. Cool. What's your second song?
I picked a really old, we're talking about going deep in the archives of my long, long, long history. I picked a song by Carly Simon called Debat. Debat, fly in me face. It came out in 1978 off of the Boys in the Trees album. So 1978. My stars, that's a long time ago.
And I thought Project 86 made me feel old.
Yeah.
How you
this
doing?
Was before you were even thought of, baby.
Correctamundo.
Yeah. This is just a cute little song, and it always made me chuckle. So, Debat. Fly in Me Face by Carly Simon. Let's go. Fly in Me Face by Carly Simon. That song always makes me giggle. It's just the cutest song. Yes, I own that album. Have owned that album for quite a few years now. So, but she was always one of my favorite singers, so it's no surprise.
Yeah.
And I loved James Taylor, who she was married to for a while. So... JT, the album JT is one of my absolute favorite James Taylor albums of all time. And all I have is a really old used one. And it did have a little skip that I was able to kind of clean and smooth out. But it is used and abused and old.
And well loved.
Actually, not abused by me, but I bought it at a garage sale. I think I paid like a dollar for it or something. Hmm. But it is one of my favorite albums. So one day I will replace that with a brand new one. But
yeah. Yay.
Debat. And since we're here, you don't see a whole lot of bat songs that isn't talking about like baseball bats.
It is tricky, yes.
And speaking of bats, I did watch some of the Caped Crusader Batman.
Batman! And I watched the Lego Batman movie last weekend.
So we did watch The Batman, but we decided we would do an episode on Batman and Robin.
Yeah.
I think that would be The Boy Wonder and The Caped Crusader.
I think that would be fun.
Yeah, we'll do some superhero ones. I think that'd be fun too.
Mm.
So, bat to bat, back to bats. Boy, you don't want to say that fast five times. Back to bats.
Back to bats.
Or two jokes.
Two jokes.
Okay. What kind of monkey do you see up in the sky?
What?
A hot air baboon.
That was kind of funny.
Okay. Why are bats like false teeth?
Why?
They only come out at night. And I might have done that joke once before.
I think so.
I think I contemplated it and didn't, but I couldn't remember, and I didn't want to go back, so
I thought, well, it is bats, so.
It's a new one to me.
Good. We'll leave it at that then.
Okay. Okay, back to bats.
Bats may be small, but they are fast little creatures. A bat fly, how fast a bat flies depends on the species, but they can reach speeds over 100 miles per hour, according to new research. Ooh. Holy moly, I never had any idea. They went that fast. Did you?
No, I had no idea. Hmm.
Like cats, bats clean themselves. Far from being dirty, bats spend a lot of time grooming themselves. Some, like the colonial bat, even groom each other.
Cute.
Cleaning helps control parasites.
Cute.
Baby bats are called pups.
Aww.
And a group of bats is a colony. Hmm. And like other mammals, mother bats feed their pups breast milk, not insects. Most bats give birth to a single pup.
Oh.
The eastern red bat tend to have twins.
Oh, so cute. Little twin bats.
That's so cute.
Mama bats form nursery colonies in the spring in caves, dead trees, rocks, and crevices. So they have little nursery colonies. Take care of the babies. They're a lot like us, you know. We put our babies in nurseries, mm-hmm. too. Bats have belly buttons.
Oh, my gosh.
I did not know that.
I didn't belly know buttons. That makes them way cuter. It's like when you find out that spiders have paws.
Yeah. Little pads and stuff. Yeah, they have
like little pads. Like, yeah, little toy beans. Like cats.
Puppies.
Puppies. They have little paws. They have little,
yeah.
Makes them cuter.
It just does.
Having belly buttons is just the cutest.
Yeah. There is. I saw pictures. I'm like, yep, there it is right there. Cute. And bats are not blind.
No.
So to say blind as a bat is not accurate.
That's true.
Bats have small eyes with very sensitive vision, which helps them see in conditions we might consider pitch black. Mm-hmm. And they don't have the sharp and colorful vision like humans have, but they don't need that. They have good hearing, which gives them a form of vision called echolocation, mm-hmm. which most people already know about. Bats use their good hearing to find food in the dark and their good eyesight to find food during the light of day. Hmm. So, yeah. You cannot say blind as a bat. Maybe blind as a mole.
Aren't moles kind of?
I don't know.
Maybe not.
Maybe they can see well.
They probably can.
Bats hang upside down. And their leg bones cannot withstand compression stress. And they're in an appropriate position for quick flight takeoffs in case of danger. So it's a safety thing that they hang upside down.
That's cute.
Yeah. And gravity doesn't make their blood go to their heads that much. Like you would think that they would get lightheaded and fall down. It doesn't happen to them. It's like elevating your legs.
Right. Good for you.
Yeah.
Helps the blood flow.
That's right. And vampire bats don't suck blood. They make a small incision with their tiny sharp front teeth, and then they just lap up the blood that comes out with their tongues.
And they mostly feed off cows.
Yeah.
They don't really feed off humans.
Yeah.
That's a mess.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I remember in elementary school, had to be elementary school, I found a book series about bats. It was fiction, but the main characters were bats. Mm-hmm. And the book, I believe, was called like Silverwing.
Oh, yeah.
And then there was Sunwing and Firewing.
Oh, yeah. Silverwing.
So good. Mm-hmm. So good. I haven't thought about those since I was a child, but oh my goodness, they were so good.
I think Jenny still has her Silverwing.
I do too. I had a little box set somewhere. Mm-hmm. I don't remember really anything about it other than bats, and it was good.
Yeah. It's like the Guardians of Gahool. I only remember they're owls, and I don't remember anything much about them. I've read a few.
Yeah.
Couldn't tell you a whole lot.
I read, I think, up to book 12, and
is, I love the Owl City song that is in that one. To the Sky, I believe it. Yeah.
But yeah, there was a book on bats.
Cool.
It was really cool.
Yeah, I was actually driving under the plane that Jenny was flying in, listening to The Sky by Owl City. As she took to the sky, I was driving like underneath her plane, which was cool.
That was cool.
Yeah. So that was kind of off the beaten track. But. So what is your last song, darling?
My last song?
Darling.
A friend of mine got us tickets to go see Conan Gray.
She's so lucky.
On his upcoming tour.
I love Conan Gray so much.
And I'm very excited. But I'm
so happy for you. That is just so exciting.
But I also am not all super familiar with his discography. So I've been getting into it a bit and learning more of his songs. And this one right now is my current favorite.
Yeah. And I liked Conan long before you even knew him. I
found out about him through you.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maniac.
Yeah. But yeah, so this is my current favorite Conan Gray song called Disaster. It's so good. Mm-hmm. So I'm just excited and listening to Conan Gray.
Yay!
Disaster.
We love you, Conan.
By Conan Gray.
Disaster by Conan Gray.
Yeah, I like that song.
Yeah, me so. Yeah, I love Memories too. When he played piano for Key from Shiny and he played Memories, that was just exciting. To see Key geek out over Conan Gray made me so happy. And then he fed him, and Sash that he is, he loves food. So.
Exactly.
You know, so much is for me too. But I have the Sag in me that a lot of my day is just based around food. Mm. It just is.
I'm very food motivated.
I am very food motivated. I'm a nibbler. I like to nibble on. I like nibbles. Nibbles are good.
Nibbles are good.
And I just think, okay, my brain is like, what are we going to have for supper? What are we going to have for breakfast? What? My world, my day just goes around food.
Most people, that's kind of normal. You need food to live.
Yeah. Hmm. There's some people, though, I don't think they think about food that much, maybe.
Maybe not.
I don't know. Maybe they think of mathematics more than food.
Maybe.
It's hard to put my brain around that, but it could happen. Sure. So I'll pick my last song.
Okay.
I picked The Caves of Altamira by Steely Dan. And yes, this is 2012, so it's not as old as the others, but... I always loved listening to Steely Dan as a kid. One of my favorite bands. Donald Fagen is like one of my favorite singers. But I like this song. It's Caves of Altamira, and it's off the Royal Scam album, which is really a good album. So that's what I picked. The Caves of Altamira by Steely Dan. Let's go. Caves of Altamira by Steely Dan. I love that band so much. And then when Donald Fagen did his solo, he came out with an album called The Nightfly, which was really cool because he's like a DJ on the cover, and I was a DJ. And so I related to this album, but I love his music. And he did a song called Walk Between Raindrops, which is one of my favorite songs on that album. So I'll just give a little plug out there to Donald Fagen. Yeah.
Yeah,
I love this, the horns in that band. And just, I don't know. I grew up with Steely Dan and always loved it. So.
Yay.
Two more jokes.
Let's go.
You ready?
Let's go.
What do bats sing when it's raining?
What?
Raindrops keep falling on my feet. Instead of their heads.
Okay.
And I bet it gets kind of wet in the caves. I bet
it rains
on their feet a lot.
But if they're in the caves, it wouldn't be raining on their feet, technically.
But it's wet in there. So it's always wet. sort of drippy.
Sure.
And it's the rain from holes that come down and... Yeah.
Okay, sure.
So I don't know. Do bats sing?
Probably.
Yeah. How do they communicate? Squeak and singing squeaks.
Yeah.
What does a tick and the Eiffel Tower have in common?
What?
They're both parasites. Parasites.
That one's funny.
Thank you. It's like parasites. Dramas. I did finish A Good Day to Be a Dog. Yay! Story Cha Eun-woo and Park Kyu-young. That was really good. And she's from Sweet Home, Bring It On Ghost, and Rain or Shine. Yeah. That was really, really good. I enjoyed that. And I also, I guess it's been a little while since we recorded, because I finished a Chinese drama, too, called Time to Fall in Love. That was really good. It has Lin Xingyi and La Jung. That was really good. Yay. And I also finished a K-drama called It's Okay to Not Be Okay. And that one was really, really good. I really like that. And I think you're saying that it's rated pretty high. Mm-hmm.
I've heard a lot of good things about it.
Really good. That has So Yi Ji in it and Kim Soo Hyung. And Park Gyo Young is in that one too. Mm-hmm. So that was really good. We were talking about Pirates of the Caribbean the other day, and that made me. In the summer, we always used to watch Pirates of the Caribbean, and now it just seems getting springy time. And yeah.
If you ever want to feel epic in the morning, put on the Pirates of the Caribbean soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
You will feel epic.
Gosh. Like I said, I got to see that performed live. Hans Zimmer was the most chilling thing. I had goosebumps on top of my goosebumps. It was, and teared up, and phew, it was powerful. And we all just like stood there, and you could just feel the goosebumps on everybody because the whole room was electric. It was insane. If you ever get to see Hans Zimmer, go see him. He's wonderful.
You know, it's actually kind of rare to get goosebumps when listening to music. Like, not everybody does that.
Boy, I do.
Yeah, me too. But it's like your brain is a certain way that reacts to music physically, but not everybody has that same physical reaction to listening to music.
That's strange.
Mm-hmm.
I find it fascinating and strange.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, continue.
And they were saying too, like left-handed people hear like one extra sound in music. I don't know why that is. They hear music just like one sound extra. I don't even know how to describe it, but they hear music just a little bit deeper, I guess, or different than other people hear music. I don't know why that is. And I wonder if, like, is it just because everybody, all babies will prefer a hand in the womb. So you, if you're a left-handed person, even if they change you, you know, you are still left-handed.
It might have to deal with the side of the brain that's more dominant.
It has something to do with that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, and it's really rare. You'd think you'd see it left-handed people, but they are very rare. And girls are the rarest. There's more left-handed guys than there is girls. So if you see a left-handed girl, which is cool because that it's okay to not be okay. I noticed that he was left-handed in there. And I don't know if right-handed people notice left-handed people.
No, we don't.
But as a left-handed person, I notice it all the time.
Yeah, right-handed people don't notice.
Yeah. And,
at all.
And I worked at a craft store. There is so many left-handed people in the craft world, which is makes sense to me. A lot of artists tend to be left-handed. Mm-hmm. So there's all that. Anyway, where was I? Oh, and I am slowly going back to watching Connect, the one that has Hayden in it. I just kind of stepped away from that. Mm-hmm. I haven't delved into it enough. I tend to, I'm all over the place.
You are.
I am. And then I don't know what's going to just gravitate me into something that I'm interested in. Mm. And like I said, I eat lunch by myself and sometimes I have insomnia in the middle of the night. And it's just, I can't really, it's not a brain that is very creative at 3 a.m. So lucky for me, I like Korean music and Korean artists are up in the middle of the night. So, and for them, it's just like supper time. But for me, it's early in the morning. So that's been nice. I'm like hanging out with Ken and TXT has been doing lives, and that's been really fun. So, yay. But it's nice to have just a little something because my brain just gets to where it's awake. Well, I take my medicine in the middle of the night, and then sometimes I just can't go back to sleep for a while. So I'll just get lost in a K-drama for a little bit or a C-drama or something, and I tend to always like to have kind of one that's a little lighter because some K-dramas will make you cry. Mm-hmm. You can't be in that too long without, I'm drained in a good way. But yeah. So that's all I have. That's it.
That is it.
Next week, we're going to be talking about dress. With tattoos is what I called it. Dressed up with tattoos. So we're going to talk about tattoos.
And dressing up.
Yeah. And I was just, I'll try and see if I can find the kind of the psychology, I guess, behind people who choose to have tattoos and those who choose not to. I don't know, but I'm curious to see if the people that choose to have tattoos are people who were maybe as kids always kind of were told to suppress who they are or like, be this little person that I want you to be. Since it's such a self-expression, I don't know. I'm going to see what I can find.
Okay.
So. But you guys know that we love tattoos on this end. Yes. So that's what we're going to do. But you guys keep eating, keep singing. Please take care of yourself. Please take care of each other. Be kind. Everybody's going through some crap. Everybody. Everybody has, crosses that they're bearing. And so, you don't know until you walk in their shoes. So just kind of go with that mindset. If somebody is like getting upset, they're probably scared about something or whatever and lashing out. Sometimes just try and see it from their point of view. Just, put a little more kindness in the world. We need it so desperately. And we love you guys. You guys, please take care. And Keith, thank you so much for listening to us. We love you guys. You got this. You got a good week coming. We're going to have St. Patrick's Day. I don't know about anybody out there, but I got to find us a corned beef.
Yeah.
Corned beef and cabbage.
It's a must.
It's a must. That's what we were raised on. It's got to be done. Mm-hmm. So we love you. So we'll talk to you next time. This is Kim.
And this is Michaela. And this has been the Kimmick Podcast.